Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, cloudy, windy, highs maybe near 48. Right now in Kenosha, it's 41 degrees, 49 in Burlington, 41 Milwaukee, also 41 in Racine. A public hearing held yesterday afternoon in the dance hall area for the Los Mariachis restaurant on Highway 20 in Racine by the State Assembly Committee on Urban Revitalization. This after first having visited Racine Vocational Ministry. Racine native Mario Martinez noting Latinos are leaving Racine and Wisconsin, also touching on the issue of immigration.
I'm asking today that your office work together with me and other community members to bring about synergy of energies which revolve around what I feel is an economic issue, not necessarily just an immigration one. Also that you proactively create bills that enhance the economic driver that I speak of, create agencies which may be invested in ways and means of supporting the immigrants who are currently here by making their status regular.
Pastor Melvin Hargrove, former school board member and board president, said the faith-based community needs to be more involved in community solutions.
I think what has to happen is the state has to begin to hold even some of the people accountable, even within the city, that's getting money from the state and saying they're doing X, Y, and Z and not being accountable for that. I don't want your money. And the reason I don't want your money because then I have to then try to abide by rules and regulations that I know may not agree with my faith beliefs.
Other issues brought up during the scheduled four-hour hearing included minority hiring, job opportunities, housing, overregulation, and foster care, to name a few. For those in the teaching training program at UW Parkside, student teaching is a little different today than in past years in what is known as cohort teaching with the Institute of Professional Educator Development. Teachers, retirees, community members getting an update on the five-year-old program at the Wingspread Conference Center. Among those there, Melissa Wemmerd, one of the first graduates who has spent the current semester as a long-term substitute at Case High School.
I think I would definitely lack the confidence that I have now and also lack the ability to plan lessons and units cohesively where I understand the goal and the students understand the goal. Being a long-term substitute, I went straight from my student teaching experience to building and creating lessons for 12th graders at Case High School. And that ability to kind of create an authentic and complete experience for them in their last bit of their senior year is something that I don't think I would have been able to do as well if I hadn't gone through the co-teaching model.
Parkside's new teacher education program graduated its first cohort group last year with 5 students, including Melissa. This past weekend, it was 10 students getting diplomas, and 54 are currently enrolled in the program. Some of the discussion at Wingspread last evening also centered on the much-publicized teacher shortage. Racine Unified's Goodland Elementary School was considered a priority school under a federal grant, which meant extra time in the classroom. Effective in the fall, though, it's going to be back to the normal school day for the students of the Graceland Boulevard site, meaning release time just after 2 p.m.
That requirement is now rescinded, and we'll be going back to having normal school hours for Goodland. The school worked with its staff and determined the start and end time schedule, and that's, I think it's maintaining what it used to have for their start and end times.
That's Racine Unified Budget Director Mark Duff telling the Board of Education about reduced funding from Washington. Goodland School to continue to start the day at 7:20 a.m., but unlike this year, with a 3:35 p.m. conclusion, the school this coming fall will be ending at 2:05 p.m. Women's Resource Center in Racine had been in need of a new executive director on a full-time basis since the end of January because Sherry Griffin, who had led the domestic violence shelter for 15 years, decided to retire, and a replacement now has been found. The board of directors, in a news release, announcing Lynn Hildebrand is now on the job. She comes to WRC from the top position at Milwaukee St. Joseph's Academy, which is a private elementary school. The release pointing out that Hildebrand has experience in fundraising and strategic planning. Speaking of fundraising, the Women's Resource Center has one of those tonight from 5:30 till 7:30 in downtown Racine at Uncorked, which is at 240 Main Street. And a new sports bar is going to be opening up in the near future in downtown Burlington, the former Coach's Bar on Milwaukee Avenue being purchased and renovated into what's going to be called the Burley Duck. Matthew Allen, explaining his plans to the Burlington Council in Committee of the Whole, says it's contingent, though, on securing a Class B liquor license. He notes that walking through the building kind of like taking a step back in time, but he also feels, in his words, it still has good bones.
We anticipate the renovation to take 3 to 4 months. The north side of the building would be dedicated to the sports bar and grill. The ground floor south side of the building, where the remains of the old Badger Hotel are, would become a 6-lane duck pin bowling area. The top two floors of the old hotel have not been lived in over 50 years. The windows are boarded up. There are no stairs to access these floors directly from the property, and the only way to really gain access is through roof hop from the adjacent building.
The council, during its regular business meeting, did approve a $12,500 purchase of an existing liquor license from the town of Burlington, contingent on it going to a new business locating in the city. A Burlington teenager facing charges for allegedly sending inappropriate pictures to a 13-year-old girl through Snapchat. 18-year-old Daniel Loyola in Racine County Circuit Court on two counts of exposing a child to harmful materials. Investigators reportedly found multiple messages to a teenager, more than 50 images of young girls on his phone, and evidence that he had sent the images to others. Loyola is going to be back in court next week. Law enforcement agencies all over the country are going to be enforcing the seatbelt laws for the upcoming Memorial Day holiday period. Around this area, law enforcement agencies teaming up, announcing the Click It or Ticket campaign will begin May the 22nd, concentrating on the border areas, including the interstate at the Wisconsin-Illinois line. At the Kenosha County Tourist Information Center, in a press briefing on this, Lieutenant Nate Clark, executive officer for the Southeast Region of the State Patrol, said as the summer travel season approaches, you got traffic volumes and speeds increasing on area highways.
As part of this national effort beginning at 4 p.m. May 22nd, the State Patrol will join all local law enforcement agencies in the state of Wisconsin and other law enforcement agencies throughout the nation mobilizing in the border-to-border operation. It will provide increased seatbelt enforcement near state borders, sending a zero-tolerance message to the public that driving or riding in a motor vehicle unbuckled will result in a ticket no matter what state you travel in.
He notes that these law enforcement efforts are making a difference. A downtown Kenosha street project set to get underway on Monday. 6th Avenue to be resurfaced from 55th Street to 7th Avenue near Library Park. Raised some concerns this week at the council meeting, Alderman David Bogdala noting this involves removing all the trees on 6th Avenue. Alderman John Fox, whose district includes downtown, noted that the trees are damaging the sidewalks and the curbing.
The trees, from the beginning of the project when they were put in, they weren't trimmed properly. They're growing into the buildings. And it's going to look different. That's right. And the trees that will be down there are going to be in pots, big 4x4 pots.
East side of 6th Avenue is going to be closed to traffic along with the sidewalks on that side of the street. Once the construction is complete on the east side, then work will be switching over to the west side of 6th Avenue. Now, resurfacing is also set to begin on Monday for 58th Street between 3rd and 7th Avenues. Once again, half the street will be closed to vehicles and pedestrians. The work will be completed, then the switch over to the other side. Both those projects expected to wrap up by the end of August. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.